USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
12 members of the National Guard sent to Washington to help secure Wednesday's inauguration have been sent home following a vetting process. Defense Department officials say two had expressed anti-government sentiments on social media, with the other 10 being removed for a variety of reasons. General Daniel Hawkinson, chief of the National Guard Bureau, says the troops were sent home out of an abundance of caution.
We work very closely with law enforcement, and if there's any identification or anything whatsoever that needs to be looked into, out of an abundance of caution, we automatically pull those personnel off the line and make sure that they're not part of the mission set. And in certain cases, we make sure that we get them sent home.
And Senator Richard Burr says the Justice Department has told him that he will not face charges for alleged insider trading. The North Carolina Republican has been under investigation for stock sales Burr made in the days before markets dropped because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.